Tula Clark's show business career spans more than 70 years, from the time of the Blitz to the era of the blog. She was a 10-year-old girl booked to sing over the BBC to build morale during World War II. After the war, she became a 50s starlet, then entered new stardom in the 60s and 70s with signature hits including Downtown and I Know a Place. She has now released her first new recording in 15 years, and it opens with a delicate and contemporary song in which her voice sounds ageless.
I want you to hold me forever, make it last. Forget the others from my past.
Your new album is Lost in You, and Petula Clark joins us from the RTS studios in Geneva, Switzerland. Thanks so much for being with us.
I'm delighted to be with you. How are you, Scott?
I'm fine.
How are things?
Things are just fine. I'm talking to Petula Clark. let me go back a little bit, if I could. So as I heard the story, a BBC producer heard you singing in a tube stop one night during the Blitz?
No, that's absolutely not right.
All right. Well, that's right. These British tabloids in which I do my research. So,
do you want me to tell you the real story?
Yes, I do.
I actually started singing when I was about 6, and then when I was about 8, I went along to the Criterion Theatre, which is in Piccadilly Circus, and the BBC were using this theatre as a studio because it was, and still is, underground, really under the earth. And they used to use this place to do shows for the forces serving overseas. And this particular show was one where children could send messages to their dads or their uncles, their brothers. Mm-hmm. I had an uncle who was serving, funnily enough, in Iraq at the time, my Uncle Dudley. And I went along to send a message to him just to say, hello, Uncle, we're fine, don't worry about us, and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And during the rehearsal, there was the most enormous air raid. This was during the Blitz in London. And the producer asked if somebody would like to just say a piece of poetry or something just to lighten things up. Nobody else volunteered, so I said, I'll come, I'll sing a song. I was 8 years old, very small, and they put me on a box so that I could reach the microphone, and I sang. And that was the first time I sang on the air. And there was a huge reaction to it. I mean, a positive one, may I say. And from then on, the BBC used me quite a lot. But apparently, I mean, I don't know if this is true, Scott, but apparently I was talking in code a lot, so there were messages going through that I knew nothing about, of course.
So. Oh, my word. So they would give you poetry to recite, and there were messages encoded in the poetry.
Yes, that's what I've been told. I actually don't know if that's true.
Well, we'll air it anyway. Look, you were doing important work. But all of that being said, did you ever feel like you missed out on a childhood?
Not really. You know, all of us kids in England were missing out in some way. We were living in air raid shelters a lot of the time. You know, food was rationed. It was a strange time for us all. For me, of course, yes, I was performing. But I loved it. You know, I loved singing then and I love singing now. You know, it's part of it. It's in my makeup, in my genes.
I want to play a little bit of another song that's on this CD and get to another story in the Petula Clark legend, if we could.
Nothing to kill or die for.
Now, that's a very nice version of John Lennon's Imagine.
Thank you.
So is this true? You were on the original recording of Give Peace a Chance?
Yes, but that was a total accident. You know, it all happened in Montreal. I was there doing a one-woman show where I had sung entirely in French before. Then we thought, well, how great, you know, I can go back and do the French hits and the English hits and, you know, do a bilingual show.
Yeah.
Wrong. I mean, it was open war in the theatre. It was just
this
awful.
This was at a time of great Quebec separatism.
Yes. And it was difficult. I needed to talk to somebody who had nothing to do with me. And I knew John Lennon was in town. He was doing a bed-in with Yoko. I don't know if your listeners remember what that was. And I thought, well, you know, I don't know John, but it might be nice to just talk to him about this. So I went over to his hotel. I go up to his room. The door is open. I walk in. And there they are, sitting in bed, John and Yoko. And John said, hello, Pat. And more or less burst into tears in his arms and told him my sad story. And he was so smart, so sweet. He said, don't worry about it. Go and have a glass of wine in the sitting room. He had a suite, and so I went in there. And very cool, no druggy kind of thing going on. And there was this music coming over some speakers, and it was very simple, and we all started joining in. And it was Give Peace a Chance. And I had no idea we were being recorded, but we were. And that's how I got to be on the record of Give Peace a Chance.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown when you've got worries.
I don't want to delay any more in getting to a absolutely haunting version you do of downtown. May I refer to it as at least your greatest English language hit?
Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose?
What were you trying to put in this song in 2013?
Well, Scott, I did not want to do Downtown again. You know, I've sung it thousands of times and I love it dearly. And I said to John, our producer, when he suggested we rethink it, I said, no, let's leave it alone, leave it. And he said, okay. And when I came back a couple of days later, I went into the studio and John sat me down. He said, just have a listen to this. And he pressed the button and I listened. I thought, oh, that's kind of beautiful. What is it? He said, that's Downtown. So I got up to my vocal mic, put the track on, and I found myself, Scott, singing another song.
You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares.
Realized what I had known for a long time, that there's more to Downtown than just being a jolly song about getting out and having some fun. It's a beautiful song, and there will be people who will say, what did you do that for? Well, you know, because I wanted to. Finally, I enjoy doing it this way.
Downtown, things will be great when you're
Dula Clark, her new CD, Lost in You. She joins us from Geneva, Switzerland. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott, for asking me.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to...
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.